professional boxer Tyrone McCullough. Tyrone, good afternoon.
How's it going?
Not so bad at all, Tyrone. Well, Tyrone, you were involved in your third professional fight last night, the Europa Hotel in Belfast, the venue, and your opponent, a man from Latvia, Antons Zasest. You didn't last very long, Tyrone.
No, I got him out there in the first round, so
How did it come about?
I put him down with a left hook to the body in the first minute or so, and then the referee gave him a count, and I could see that he was still wanting from the body shot, and they didn't really want to know much after that, and he dropped his knees against and after, and the referee stopped it then.
Tyrone, that's not the first opponent you've knocked out with a body shot.
No, I got my debut one with a body shot as well, so that, and my second fight that came through TKO as well, so they've all been stoppages so far, which is good.
You, I suppose, were known as a point scoring amateur, but you seem to have upped your game in relation to the heavy hitting.
Well, that's it. You know, as when you turn over, you need to adapt your style a bit. And when I was amateur, I was a bit, I was more of a counter puncher, more than aggressive. But I've had to adapt my style and sit it to the pro game, which is coming forward and having putting a bit more beef behind the punches.
And how did you do that?
I've just been working in the gym with Jerry Story when I'm in Belfast, and with Clive Upred when I'm up home in Donegal and in the Shown Club. So I've just been practicing away at it, and you know, it's coming along rightly.
Are these fights, not lasting as long as you would like them to?
Well, to be honest, the quality of opponent will need to improve as it goes along, and I thought this might have been a step up in quality because the lad I fought there last night, they hadn't been stopped before, but as I said, well, as you know, he went down in the first round, but it's just the way it is in professional, you know, it's sort of like an apprenticeship the first year or so, getting on it, and your opponents aren't going to be, you know, world beaters by no means, but, you know, it stands in good stead for, you know, free KOs, so, they will improve, and I will get the rounds in at a later date. You know, if the knockout's there, you're going to take it. But hopefully, I will get a few more rounds under my belt as I get a few more fights.
You mentioned there working with Jerry Story and with Clive Whitbread. You know, are you getting the quality training that you need?
The training's been brilliant. You know, I'm really happy with my training camps. I'm training up in Belfast during the week, and then I'm training in the Shown Club and at the weekends when I'm home, I'm training with Fashion O'Flaherty as well. He's my strength and conditioning coach in Bunkrana. I'm delighted with my training camps.
So, what's next?
There should be another home show in April sometime. It might be on Sky Sports, but it's not confirmed yet. But it's more than likely I could be fighting in Sky Sports in April.
And where will the venue?
And that should be in Belfast, maybe at Odyssey or King's Hall or somewhere like that.
So, all going well so far, Tyrone?
Well, three ones. I can't complain. Can't complain so far. Hopefully, they keep on coming.
Well, keep the head down and keep doing the training.
That's it. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome, Tyrone. Thanks for joining us.